Cubberty on 2FM with Super Value Travel Insurance. Holidaying at home or abroad? Don't worry about a thing with Great Value Travel Insurance at supervalue.ie.
Ryan, Charlie is in my secondary school, my son's secondary school, and on their lunch break, they were trying it. And if you just missed that, it's paper and pencils, and kids around the country and around the world are trying to summon the devil by saying, Charlie, and the devil's name is Charlie, and on and on and on. My daughter's 11-year-old would not go to bed, says Denise in Port Marnock, scared because of it, and came into her bed at about 1 o'clock in the morning last night, terrified about it, and now this morning you're talking about it. That's weird. Well, it's not so weird in the sense that we're just tapping into a phenomenon that's taking place around the place. Deborah, good morning to you.
Hi, Ryan, how are you?
I'm really good, thank you. And Charlie.
Yeah, scary for me.
Why?
Well, to me, or probably to everybody else as well, I get the feeling that it's like another version of the Ouija board.
Yeah.
And I didn't know about the Ouija board until I was about maybe 16 or 17.
Sure.
My daughter's 12 years old.
Yeah.
And to me, that is frightening that, you know, they would even think about doing something like this. And about 3 days ago, I seen it on Facebook, a story about this Charlie thing. Before that, I knew nothing. So I called my daughter in, and I always discuss things like this with her because I'm frightened that she's going to do things, you know.
Mm.
So I just explained to her what it was, and I just said to her out straight, it's so silly, isn't it, that people do silly things like that? And she looked at me and she said, yeah. And I said, you'd never do anything like that, you know. And I walked out and she was saying, yeah, no, that's stupid. And then yesterday I was in the kitchen and I could hear her down the hall with her friend, and I could hear this Charlie thing going on. And I nearly had a heart attack because it scares me. Things like that scare me.
Yeah.
So I went into her room and she was with her friend, lovely friend. And they're two lovely children, they are. And I said, what are you doing? And I knew by the way she looked at me that she knew she was doing something wrong.
Yeah.
And I said, oh my God, did we not have this conversation? So this turned into a huge argument with a stroppy 12-year-old. And I went in and explained to her dad, and it took us about 3 hours to get through to her.
That long?
Yeah.
Yeah, that long chat.
She's so stubborn.
Oh,
she's really stubborn,
okay.
Yeah. Like, she's 12 going on 16.
All right.
But we had a long conversation with her, and she said, but I don't believe in all that stuff, ma'am. And to me, it doesn't matter whether you believe it or not.
Mm.
It's the point of it. There's nothing good in it.
Yeah, and it's also the scaredy bit of it, that people are scared. The kids are very young to be freaked out. Any talk of the devil and summoning the devil, even though it's paper and pencils and all that, it's just schoolyard shenanigans, but it can just get ugly.
Yeah, I'm 36 and I get scared by that type of talk.
Of course.
You know?
Barbara, good morning to you.
Hi, Ryan.
And you're in Limerick.
Yes.
And I mentioned Charlie, and you thought what?
I don't like Charlie.
Why?
Because I've seen my son do it. Two pencils and like the middle pages of the copy, and it's yes, no, and they cross the pencils and they call this Charlie guy. I didn't know what it was, but when I heard devil, I don't like it. They think it's great fun. Woohoo, Charlie. But what happens if Charlie appeared?
Yeah.
Sometimes the pencils move, and sometimes they don't.
And have
you? Yeah, they move.
You've seen it in action, have you?
Yeah, I've seen pencils move.
And the pencils move. Go on, tell me. So get a piece. So you get a white piece of paper.
Well, I'm not doing it now.
No, I'm not going to do it now. But I'm just saying, how does it work? You get a white piece of paper.
And you write yes, no in the four corners.
Yeah.
And you cross the pencils, obviously. And you call Charlie. And the pencils can move.
And do you ask
questions.
You ask questions. And did you see your son doing it, Barbara?
Well, he was here with his older brother and a friend of theirs, and they were playing PlayStation. And I walked in and didn't know. And I said, what's this? And my older son said, it's some kind of devil crap. So, no, I don't like it.
Right.
Who's to say that Charlie won't appear?
Indeed. And what sort of questions do they ask?
Are you there? Is there anybody there? Can you hear me?
Have you killed before? Really scary questions.
And hang on, who's freaked out? You or the kids, lads? What's going on here?
Me.
You both sound totally freaked out. Your heads are melted.
Maybe it's because we kind of know about Ouija boards and stuff and what could happen. Not that I've ever used a Ouija board, but I've heard about them.
Yeah.
I always say to Lauren, if you're going to call something into your life, make sure it's something good. And that doesn't sound good to me.
Yeah, no. Charlie, and it seems to be going around and going on in schoolyards around the whole country.
Yeah, it is. My daughter just told me that kids have been given detention in school.
Oh, for doing it.
For doing it. Yeah.
There is the difficulty. See, is when you say something to kids about pencils and paper and calling up the devil, when you say you can't, you definitely can't do it. That's the first thing they want to do then.
Oh yeah.
You know what
yeah,
I mean?
And it's great fun, and it's like everything else. If they're all doing it, why can't we do it?
Yeah, Tech says my little sister came home after finishing up first year scared because after over her friends doing the Charlie thing, she wasn't involved, but still her friend told Charlie will be with her now because she never said goodbye. Oh.
Yeah, it's things like that, and they really listen to their friends.
Psychological terror.
Yeah, that's what it is.
Yeah, it's all in the head then, and it just scares them. Okay, it's very hard to police that, isn't it, at schools? I mean, all it is a pencil and a
yeah,
piece of paper.
I was
going to
call
it. It's called kinetic energy, says the text. Not the devil. If the adults are freaked out, what hope do the kids have, your mad jokes? Tell the kids to look up kinetic energy. K-I-N-E-T-I-C, kinetic energy. And that will probably break it down for them and say, look, lads, this is why the pencils move. It's that. It's not some weird supernatural.
Yeah.
But will that make them play it again?
No, I that's up to you, but I would say to them, listen, in case you ever think, if you're going to do this without me seeing you, because you can't look at your children for 24 hours in a day,
yeah,
they sneak off to a corner of the house and you're having a cup of tea or whatever and they're doing this thing without you knowing. That's not great, but you can't be with them all the time. But if you say to them, in the event that you want to mess with this nonsense, here's what kinetic energy is, you know? Just break it down.
Yeah,
I think it's a good idea. Look up YouTube, kinetic energy. There's probably a clip of something moving and it explains it for over 2 minutes.
And it's not Charlie.
Exactly. Tell her Charlie is a load of...
crap.
Correct. And there are the words, Barbara and Deborah, we all know that we could use, but it just wouldn't be good form. Charlie works because the person doing it is blowing the pencils to move the pencils to yes or no, says another.
No,
let's stick with the kinetic energy. Good Lord, what has Catholicism done to this country that grown adults are scared of superstitious bullshit? My 11-year-old self-proclaimed atheist thinks it's hysterical that her friends think such things are real, much less scary. So
I don't think it has anything to do with religion, Ryan. I think it's growing up and, you know, when you get older and watching scary movies about Ouija boards.
What's all that? I saw the trailer.
I don't think it's anything to do with religion.
Did you see the trailer for Poltergeist recently?
Yeah,
they've remade Poltergeist, but it looks serious.
I suppose it depends if you like Poltergeist and you're into all that movie devil stuff, you get off.
I will never watch it.
Personally, I'm not.
You're not for you, but there's a brilliant, you know, those sort of like a clown teddy bear things. That
with
like the, and you pull the nose and it's like, I'm out of there.
All right, Ryan, let it go.
Barbara! Where's Charlie? I've smoked too much.
We'll send you one for Christmas, Ryan.
I'd love one. Have a great weekend, gals.
You too, Ryan.
See you soon.
Thanks, Charlie.
Bye. Thanks, Charlie. Charlie, of course. It's the same as saying Bloody Mary in the mirror. It's a sleepover horror story. That's all. There's nothing to it. Bloody Mary. If you said that in the mirror the next day, Bloody Mary, I need a Bloody Mary. That appears to some, that's just a hangover. Ryan, I remember in third class many moons ago, there was a rumor doing the rounds in school one day that someone had seen the devil in the church nearby. So 10 of us, all girls, crept out at lunchtime down to see the devil. And we were pushing each other in the door and tiptoed up the aisle looking around us like terrified rabbits when someone shouted they could see his hoof sticking out of the side of the altar. He's under the altar, someone shouted. Mayhem. We all screamed our heads off and we were rooted to the spot, still screaming, until there was a mad scatter for the door and someone gave out to us, to the nuns who taught us, and we got a fine slap with the ruler. Isn't that brilliant? I can see his hoof.